Welcome to Level With Us, the bonusode. We're releasing some unheard content from previous interviews to explore a topic more in depth, look at it through a new lens, or different perspective. These shorter sodes will also give us the opportunity to answer any questions from listeners. So if you want to know more about a topic, or you just want us to look at a housing-related issue that we haven't yet covered, go to the Level With Us page on our website, homeportohio.org, and fill out the form. All right, let's get into it. This bonus episode is dedicated to our side quest segment. I asked Catherine Gervis and Toby Otolana of Tool Design Group and Leah Evans, Homeport President and CEO, a series of questions related to transportation. At the end, we get a few book and podcast recommendations. Do you know the answers to these questions? Find Homeport on LinkedIn or on Instagram as HomeportOH and let us know.
I'm going to move into a fun little game.
She has a quiz.
She has a quiz for us.
It's not a game.
A game for me.
It's a game for her. It's for her.
I don't know. You can tap if you want to answer, or you can raise your hand if you feel like you know the answer. And we'll go from there. So what are the three most common modes of transportation globally?
Well, walking's got
to
be.
Yeah, walking has to be one. Yes.
Yeah.
Transit.
Oh yeah.
Do you have to be specific about transit? Is it like bus, train, trolley?
Yeah, I have to be specific by like the yeah.
So walking, we all agree on walking.
Yeah.
Bus. I like this group effort.
That's how we should answer the
question.
That's
how we should
team against her.
Collaboration. Yeah. Collaboration. That's what we're all about.
Three
so
on
walking.
One.
Walking. Bus. Do you think bus more than train?
I think so.
And I would think bus more than train. Yes. Do you think car? I'm trying to think.
The world.
When I think
the world, it's got to be biking.
You think it's biking? Okay.
But maybe I'm wrong.
No, let's go with it. Let's go car, bus, bike.
We got to do bike.
Walking.
Walking, bus, bike.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Walking, bus, bike.
You got one out of three. Oh. Car, bus, plane.
Plane! What do you think about planes?
That makes a lot of sense.
It would be the world. Yeah. The world.
But plane. But
please, so that many more people travel by train annually going on trips. I guess if we're saying how many miles of air travel are there in the world, is that kind of.
I guess.
Miles of air travel?
I mean.
It was car, bus, plane?
Car, bus, plane.
Bus, plane. I would have thought walking was the main course of personal travel.
I question
my sources.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Maybe I
think
send
it's.
You them.
I think it's. I think it's miles over like daily use.
Okay. Yeah. What are the measurements that we're using?
Right.
That's a fair.
Yeah,
that's a fair.
That's a question. That's a good question.
Otherwise, plane. There's no way plane.
This one gets dark. I'm sorry.
Okay. Wait. What is this question?
Number of. And we can do a like over under type five. Number of pedestrian fatalities in 2021 in
40,000.
In the United States.
Not 40,000.
I think
that's
it's
total.
I think it's 7,800.
Are you all agreeing on a number?
I've had this on slides.
Mm-hmm. I'm literally trying to picture a slide in my
2021
head.
Is what
2021
I
2021 is what you found. The number of pedestrian fatalities in the U.S.
Mm-hmm. I do know it's up like 68% from 2008, pedestrian fatalities.
We're trending upwards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
More.
Heavier vehicles and larger profiles.
Oh, like SUV, the rise of the SUV.
Yeah.
And lifted pickup.
Instead of like broken bones,
you're getting hit higher
right in the organ middle. Damage.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary. I guess we did the over, you said over under?
And you said 7,800 was your answer?
Or 11,000. It's like one of those two are sticking in my head.
Yeah, but I'm going to turn 21.
Was trending up somewhere in there between 78 and
8,000.
Okay,
you're right there. 7,800 was your. You're right. You're
compared
right
to 248 from buses, and 358 in planes.
Mm.
So, kind of a stark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Contrast. The planes get a lot more coverage.
Mm-hmm. Something goes on with the plane, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do know that traffic-related fatalities in the United States is equal to a mid-size airplane crashing every single day.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
From traffic fatalities.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Wild. Well, moving on. what percentage of the U.S. is walkable?
Oh.
It's gotta be low. I was like, because we've got a lot of Midwest, a lot of the country that is not.
It's like mountain ranges.
Yeah, it's not like there's gorges. There's like, there's fields and plains.
Do you want a hint?
Yes, we would like a hint.
Less than 10%.
Yeah, that sounds right.
That sounds right.
I was gonna say.
I was gonna say like 3 or 4. Yeah, I was gonna say like 3 or 4.
Okay, I'll go with that.
1.2%.
One.
No.
One. Wow.
Yeah.
One.
Related.
A lot better.
Every place used to be walkable.
Because that's all they had.
Yeah. Cars are the new kid to the table.
Yeah.
That's all they had. You had to walk.
And horses.
Or horses.
Less than a century, every place used to be walkable.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Related. What percentage of Columbus to this day remains without curbs or sidewalks?
So Columbus roads that do not have curbs or sidewalks.
This is from Columbus.gov, too.
12?
That does not have curbs or sidewalks. It's higher than that.
Yeah,
it's higher than that.
I was going to say
50. I was going to say 50. I was around like 50%.
Oh, yeah.
If you think
just
about roads, just think about
today.
Coming here. Just something right here.
Where you've got the bus stop and somebody walking in
that
the ditch.
Agler, right where
we saw this. We saw it this morning.
Mm-hmm. I was going with, I'm with you, Toby. I'm around 50%. 50.
Wow. Okay.
Of our roads.
50 to 60%.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. So you just think about when you're out and about, think about the roads that you see that have curbs and sidewalks. Mm-hmm.
Not many.
And how much do we invest in accommodating cars when everybody's a pedestrian?
Mm-hmm.
Even if driving is your primary mode, you've got to walk
some point,
for
you walk
some
somewhere.
Part.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or like sidewalks that just like end randomly.
Right.
Like, why? Okay. Last. Quiz question. For the average American, how far away is the nearest grocery store?
Average American.
I have no idea on this one.
I say average American, I was going higher. I was going somewhere.
Yeah,
5 to 10 miles. For the average.
How far is
the grocery store from their house?
Mine's less than a mile away.
Yes, mine's. Yeah, my parents live in
Meigs County, you have to cross to West Virginia to go to the grocery store.
There's not one in their county.
In the three primary cities.
Wow. They drive over to West Virginia.
Yeah. There's another one, I think, around COVID where, like in MacArthur County or something like that, they closed a store and it was like not one in the county anymore.
Wow. Okay, we...
Five? What's a good average?
What's a good
five
average?
Six?
Yeah.
Four miles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, okay, so my last question is just to get some reading recommendations and or podcast recommendations from everybody. Related to the topic or not.
Veronica O'Davis, Inclusive Transportation. Is that the name? What's the name of the book?
Inclusive Transportation.
Brilliant. Love it. It's short. It's accessible. Like, it's written in a... Even though she's an engineer and a planner and a bigwig... She writes in language that anybody could understand. It's a really good book.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good rec. And there's webinars on it, I think, online, too, to supplement the reading.
What's your favorite?
I think I'm going to go with a non-topic one.
Yeah.
Vibe Check. If you've heard of that. It's a great podcast. Saeed Jones is local to Columbus. It's a poet. It's very fun. They talk about just lots of things going on in the Black community and the queer community. Sometimes they talk about transportation and walking and biking and things like that. So, love it.
Cool.
A lot of different vibes, huh? Vibe
yes.
check.
Yes.
I didn't even mean to do that.
Did they see what you did there? You're just constantly writing.
Leah, what are you listening to? What are you reading?
So I just finished sipping Dom Pérignon Through a Straw with my book club. So that's a nonfiction book about a gentleman who has been paralyzed from the neck down. He only has use of one finger. Mm-hmm. He went to Oxford and tells a story of being growing up in Africa as a disabled person and how just the things he's had to navigate. Like, he's had a tremendous amount of success, but the things he's had to deal with as it relates to personal dignity and personal freedoms, just how you lived in a space where you're being recognized, you're being, you know, you're at Oxford, right? Like, you're at these highest levels of society and community, and at the same time, you're not, right? You're not, the places you're trying to get to and go to and interact with are not designed to support you. And so it's like this dissonance between those two places.
Very interesting. I'll check that out. I love that you have a book club. I wish I had a book club.
We can start a book club.
I read alone on my couch.
We can start a book club.
That's great. I'm reading Panchico. It's a four-generation Korean family saga.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
That's also a romance.
So. Oh, and a romance?
Yeah. Panchico. So that's me. That's what I recommend. I'm always listening to true crime also.
Arrested Development. Podcast. That's a really good one too. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
Charles Brown.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's
Can you give me like a?
It is
Arrested
not,
Mobility.
Thank you. It's Arrested Mobility. That's a show. You got to cut that one.
I was like, yes.
Arrested Mobility.
I was like, they have a. Okay,
no.
Sorry.
Yes.
Great show.
Yeah.
I was like, they have a podcast.
Arrested Mobility podcast by Charles Brown. It is. It looks at. How people's mobility has been arrested, particularly Black and Brown people in the United States. Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. Yeah.
There's one particular story I remember about a community where the way the train moved through the community, or frankly, the way the train sat at particular points, and describing children getting to and from school and like crawling under or over pieces of a train that might move at any moment, mm-hmm. and they had to get to school. Like, there was no way around. And it just, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'll check that out. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining. This has been a great conversation.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks for putting this together, Lauren.
Thanks for being here.
If you're just now jumping into the transportation conversation, go back to our previous three episodes to get the full picture and learn how inclusive transportation can and should intersect with affordable housing. Level With Us is brought to you by Homeport and is recorded, mixed, and edited by Lauren Sega. All sources are in the show notes. Homeport creates strong communities by developing quality, affordable homes on a cornerstone of dignity, security, and opportunity. To learn more, or if you'd like to support our mission, visit us at homeportohio.org.